The Dodgers going for their fifth win in six games, taking on the Diamondbacks. Alex Wood trying to become the first Dodgers starter since Don Newcomb in 1955 to start a season 10-0. No score in the second, a man on for Yasmani Grandal facing Zach Godley.
Lined into left center field for a base hit. Taylor rounding third. He's on his way home and he will score. Stand up double for Grandal. And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Second and third, two out. 1-0 Dodgers, top of the fourth.
His 1-2 gets him out of the jam as he runs it inside on Drury. Alex Wood thus far lowering his National League best ERA. And a tough spot in the sixth.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Strike three called over the inside corner. Number 10 for Alex Wood, who's delivered seven shutout innings.
Dodgers one, Diamondbacks nothing. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Swung on and missed strike three, and the Dodgers hang on.
Kenley Jansen notches his 20th save as the Dodgers win for the fifth time in six games, blanking the D-backs 1-0. Alex Wood improves to 10-0, going seven scoreless innings, striking out 10. He becomes the first Dodgers starter since Don Newcomb in 1955 to start a season 10-0. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
You know, a lot of it is when you see, you know, your teammate in Clayton, the way he kind of goes at guys, prepares, pitches every game like it's conceivably his last. And I think that every time Alex takes him out, he has that kind of pitching with a purpose mentality in every pitch. Guys like that, you feel really good when they take the mound, and when it does get a little hot, he makes pitches when he needs to.
But he has already pitched more innings this year than he did all of last year. Is that, how much of that is on your mind when you're looking at his pitch count? He's efficient, but you need him more for October than you need him for July 5th.
That's something that we talk about, but I think that, you know, each pitcher is a different case in the sense that Alex has logged a lot of innings as a major league player. And so, you know, yes, in recent years he has had injuries, and so we've got to take that into account as well. But a lot of it is just kind of seeing the stuff also in conversation with the medical staff, with the player, and making sure that, you know, things aren't going in a different direction.
You think this was a pretty good final audition to say that he deserves to be in Miami?
I think so. Seven innings, 10 punch, two walks, something like that. And, you know, he's been like this from the first pitch he threw this season. And so I think right now he's looking at the situation like it's out of my hands. So well done.
Is it, when you look back last year, missing most of the season, what did he do? What's the adjustment he made coming back? Was it just being healthy?
It's being healthy. And there was a thing that Honey and he worked with on his lower half going down the slope of the mound. And so once he sort of cleaned that up, then he was really good. Then he ended up getting hurt. But, you know, coming into the spring training, he said it's as healthy as he's ever been.
Well, you and I talked about it as the eighth. His next six pitches were strikes, 98 or higher. What did you tell him, and why didn't you tell him sooner?
You promised to keep telling him that every time.
No, it was just more of just, you know, slowing it down. I thought that things were starting to speed up a little bit. I wanted to get ahead of it and just kind of reassuring him to, you know, have a little bit of clarity. So he was receptive, responded. Yasmani and he, you know, we kind of knew what we wanted to do as far as, you know, a plan. And so it worked out.
Yeah,
exactly. It's arguably one of the best pitches, if not the best pitch in baseball. You know, he's got the 91 to 92 mile an hour cutter. He's got the two seamer that he uses off that. That's 94, 95. And, you know, that curveball that he mixes in that he got, tonight, you know, when you're trying to gear up for some good velocity and the perceptive velocity with Kenley, you know, it's elite with the cutter. And so when you have that curveball that, starts as a strike and hits the ground, it's a tough one. So he's got a great mix, And, you know, he's obviously in a pretty good place.
You only needed Yasmani's RBI double, but you didn't have a lot of offense going tonight. What did Godley do effectively?
I haven't seen a whole lot of Godley, but he's got a very good curveball. He sinks it down, keeps the ball down, really competes. And we didn't get a whole lot of good swings off of him. Fortunately, CT, hanging breaking ball, gets a base up the middle, and Yasmani first pitch fastball and, you know, hits it to the opposite field gap. So that's all the offense we needed. It's not the formula we've used, you know, in recent weeks, but it was just enough.
Was it just gamesmanship on you to send Wood back out for the eighth to see who they would use as a pinch hitter in that case?
It wasn't necessarily game. It was, I guess, gamesmanship, but it's like I wanted to force their hand on, you know, whether they were going to use Pollock or Peralta and give either Wood the matchup versus Peralta or Petey the matchup versus Pollock.
Yasmani Grandal accounted for the lone run of the game, delivering an RBI double. He spoke after.
Godley did a really good job. He was what you could say, you know, effectively wild. I mean, when he was in the zone, we were able to take good swings, but obviously he's got that power curveball. He was able to throw his curveball for strikes, throw it outside of the zone, and got us swinging a lot. So he did a really good job as well. You know, I thought we were going to get to him after that double, but you know, it seemed like he settled down and kept it going. You know, tonight, obviously, the night is Alex Woods. You know, he did a tremendous job, and obviously the bullpen coming in and shutting it down.
Up next, the Dodgers go for the sweep of the D-backs on Thursday with Rich Hill on the mound.